This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A series of gun reform bills are close to passing in Colorado after a very long weekend. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state is poised to raise the minimum age for buying guns to 21, expand the red flag law, and increase the legal liability of the firearm industry. All three of those bills have cleared both chambers of the state legislature, with House Democrats invoking a rare rule to cut off Republican delays over the weekend. Lawmakers will still have to finalize some amendments before the bills get to Governor Jared Polis. The Senate is also set to pass a waiting period for gun purchases this week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the fallout from a shooting that happened at a King Soopers in Boulder is still continuing. More family members of the victims of that shooting are suing the gun maker Strum, Ruger & Company. The lawsuit filed by five relatives of the 10 people killed in 2021 accused the gun maker of marketing the gun used in the shooting in a reckless and immoral way. The son of another victim sued the company earlier this month. The six cases are expected to be consolidated into one. A new round of e-bike rebates will be available to Denver residents today. The queue opens at 11 a.m. on the city's website. You may want to set an alarm so you're ready to go. Denver issued a round of 860 rebates in January, and they were all gone within 20 minutes. A recent survey found 71% of voucher recipients use gas vehicles less often after getting an e-bike. This is CPR and KRCC. And just a reminder, if you live in Denver and you plan to vote in Denver's local elections, the last day to mail out your ballot was yesterday, but you can still go and drop your ballot off at a drop-off box near you. Come find more at denverite.com.